Hi guys, I'm Harriet Jeffries, also known as the Gym Bird, and I'm with my good friend Richie Swan.
Hi.
And we are a girl and a guy in the gym. This week's episode, we are looking at all things...
All things.
We're looking at everything. What are we doing?
Mostly Instagram and Facebook. We're talking about planning your workout.
Okay, this week we're going to be talking about planning your sessions. No, we're not. What are we doing with Richie? You'll have to do that bit, you know.
Okay, so why have you left the pressure on me? Because I haven't read anything.
You've got a plan next week.
I think next week we do about my story. Because then we...
No, I can't cope because he's going to turn up with another guest. Every time it's his turn.
Oh, God. Okay, so this week we're going to talk about planning your workout. So, such as planning your time, how many times a week, the importance of stretching before your workout, should we be splitting our cardio and our weights, and how many reps you should be doing per set.
Okay, so I suppose the best place to start is planning your time and space. So, first of all, you want to look at, are you going to the gym? Are you going to do your workout at home? Are you going to go to a class? If so, start thinking about your week, where you're realistically going to be able to fit those things in. So if you're absolutely chock-a on a Monday and you've, say, got a million and one things to do, you've been on the aisle all weekend, you know you're going to feel like a bag of shit. Think about what days of the week you're going to get the most from your workouts. I see loads of things on Instagram all the time about people say, never skip Monday. But sometimes I think if it really, really doesn't work with your week and you're going to get a 10 times better workout on the Tuesday, maybe focus more about on your food on the Monday. What do you think, babe?
I agree. It's back to that. If you have one flat tire on your car, would you burst them all? Kind of scenario. Or would you just fill it up and drive on? Where a lot of people go, oh, if you haven't done the Monday, I'm just going to wreck the whole week.
Yeah.
If you haven't been Monday, just go on Tuesday.
I think it shows someone's more motivated that will come in on a Friday night than on a Monday night. Do you know what I mean? Like someone that can maybe not excuse themselves and not use the weekend as like a excuse to say, okay, well, fuck it, it's Friday. Well, okay, but have you done what you set out to do for the week?
It's being accountable. You sat there now, you're listening. Are you accountable for you?
Or are you a show?
A show using excuses. Oh, it's probably best, isn't it, if you sit there, you've got your diary for the week, you know your shifts and all that, planning in the time. Because me and you are so busy, aren't we, all the time? We have to plan. You book in sessions with me, don't you?
Yeah, you have to book it in like an appointment, like you'd be going to the dentist or something like that, don't you? So that you know you won't let yourself down.
And give yourself a reasonable amount of time to train, isn't it? And it's, we're looking at what, 2 or 3 times a week at least?
I think sometimes like people have the idea that maybe going and doing it on your lunch break. Well, if your lunch break's only an hour, if the gym, by the time you get there, it's 10 minutes or 15 minutes, you get changed, you go in, you're doing 20 minutes... Yeah. And then you've got to go. I think it's more realistic to use days off.
We said the same thing at the same time. Be realistic. Oh my God, we're chewed. Is that why my belly's swelling?
Bastard. Yeah, I would say use your days off as well. A day off from work, use it as your escape, but maybe make sure you're planning in to do something on those days if you've got that time. It doesn't necessarily mean going to the gym, but making sure that you're getting either your steps in, or you're going for a nice walk, or you're getting outside, or you're doing stuff where you are burning more calories.
Well, let's get one thing straight. Everyone plans for the weekend, isn't it? There's no problem in planning when they're like, oh, we're going to go out, have a bevy, we're eating out. You'll plan all week for that. Do the same with your workouts. Harriet's just put a load of food in her mouth and probably won't be able to speak in this one. She thinks she's feeding for two. But we've already spoke about it's only maintenance on the second trimester.
Maintenance my ass.
So now we've booked in, obviously we're talking about people who are kind of relatively new to fitness. How many times a week should they be training?
I'd say something that's sustainable, so 2 or 3 times a week, because that's something you can fit into your lifestyle and like maintain. Whereas I've done it before where you go, right, that's it, I'm back on it from Monday, and you're all back on it, and you go to the gym 4 or 5, 6 times that week. And then by the next week, you do 3. The week after, you do 2. And the week after, you're done.
Yeah.
And it's like that 3-week cycle thing. So I'd say do something a little bit less is more at first. It's the same with your calories, not dropping them more than 500 calories down when you're in a deficit and when you're dieting, because it's too much and it's not sustainable.
I agree, babe. Completely.
You didn't know what to say then, did you? No. So you just felt
so I just
that.
Agreed with you. Okay, so depending on the workouts as well. So if you're doing weights, and just say you train lower body one day, you want to give that muscle group at least 24 hours rest, don't you? Because we've just done loads of micro tears to the muscle fibre, which in order for them to recover and get the full benefits, you need time off. And you're probably going to have DOMS, which is that soreness you have in your muscles. I had a client, actually. She'd never done squats. The next day she phoned me and she was like, Rich, I think I need to go to the walk-in. I was like, do not go to the walk-in, I feel ashamed for you. And then 2 days later she was fine and she was like, oh my God, I've never felt like that. So it's dead normal. If you feel sore for 2-3, do you mean you've done leg squats for the first time, 4 days sometimes?
Yeah, I think when you start, God. Especially.
Well, I went yesterday and I've been training for how many years? And my arse and legs are in bulk today.
You're walking like John Wayne. More like so than yourself. Usual. Okay, so talking about your workouts for the week, I think it's really hard to like know what to do. So say if you're training 2 or 3 times a week, what are you doing on those days? I think one of the good things to do, maybe especially if you start, and this is all based on exercising for fat loss and for fitness, I'd say maybe do 1 cardio day, 1 upper body day and 1 lower body day, because that's probably the easiest to get your head around at the start. What do you think, babe?
I just think it's all dependent on goal, isn't it? So I'd always say to do weights, because if you put weights and cardio workouts next to each other, cardio probably burns more calories during that initial period of time you're doing it, doesn't it? But as soon as you stop your cardio workout, your body stops burning calories. Where if you've done an hour's weight workout, your body's still burning calories for way longer than after you've finished.
I think sometimes when you first start, you can be a little bit scared of weights. So what Richie's saying is you can burn more calories overall from a weighted workout. However, if you're picking up the teeny tiny dumbbells that aren't really doing anything, do you know what I mean? I mean, be realistic. As long as your body's been properly challenged, where you feel like you do get that little out of breath feeling, your heart rate is going up, you have got a bit of DOMS, you have got that bit of soreness the next day, and you know that you've really pushed that body part to the limit or pushed it where you feel like you've worked it enough.
Yeah.
Then that is when he means that you're burning more calories. Otherwise, you know.
I always just say, if it doesn't challenge you, it's never going to change you. Also, that comfort zone is a lovely place, but nothing is ever going to change in the comfort zone. I've got loads of these sayings. I keep pulling them out the hat. If you want more, I've got them.
Keep going.
My mind's gone blank with the pressure. You put too much pressure on me. Before we get started with our workout, it's so important to warm the body up first. Back to the chip fat analogy. Have I spoke about this before or was this just to you? So basically the fluids around your joints is like chip fat. Now, if you want to cook chips, you're not just going to throw them in the pan before it's melted. So like your muscle, the fluids around your muscle, your joints, you need to warm that up before you throw your chips in. So you need to spend a good 5-10 minutes prior to your workout getting everything you're going to work moving. If you're going in to do squats and stuff like that, starting off with a really lightweight, building it up, just getting the movement going, isn't it? If you're not sure, because we're talking about it, there's loads of YouTube videos on how to warm up.
Yeah, I'd say like if you're doing an upper body workout that day or you're doing a lower body, just literally go on YouTube and Google upper body warm up.
And also like just say you're going for a run or something, isn't it? It's like just go for a brisk walk first, just get everything moving. Before you go straight into them, like the full way, you've got to build it up.
How long should you be warming up for?
I'd say a good 5 minutes.
Yeah, I would say.
Isn't it gradually building it up a little bit more?
I think it like pumps you up a little bit as well. Like if you're going for a run or something like that, fast walking and getting into your music a little bit and being like, yeah, come on. Like you pump yourself up to do something. It's the same in class, isn't it? You spend that first 5 minutes of the class like pumping yourself up, and by the time like you've got into your rhythm a little bit, you look at yourself in the mirror and you think, yes,
I can do this,
I am flawless,
I am worth it,
I'm not gonna fall off.
Got it by the balls.
Bet you would.
What was I gonna say then? I had something else to say, but you're killing my vibe about, you're throwing me off my flow.
You're talking about dynamic stretching.
Yes, time, that's what I was gonna talk about.
Are you killing your flow? Am I shoving up your ass?
So thanks, babe. You're a horror. So many times you see in the gym before people work out, they're holding the stretch. So you'll see people holding static stretching, won't you? And that's actually probably one of the worst things you can do. You want to get the body moving so it's dynamic, isn't it? So Google dynamic stretches and warm-ups.
That means you're just moving as you're doing the stretch.
So you're taking the muscle in and out of tension.
So say you're doing warm-ups for a squat, you wouldn't just hold a squat and that would be your warm-up. You would do like repetitive pulses of squats and standing up and squatting down
body
over
weight.
Periods of time. Yeah. Yeah, Richie.
Yeah.
We're shit because we're so tired.
And I've been off work sick this week. I was so run down. See, look, you went straight to your dinner this week. You wear one bit arsed if I wear well or not.
What's one bit arsed? I covered your class, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, you did cover my class, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I wear 14 hours for you.
Oh, thanks, babe. Everyone thinks I was rotten because it was the day after Paddy's day and I wasn't.
Yeah,
I was literally... Honestly, I was run down. I went to bed Saturday night at midnight. Never got out of bed till 6 o'clock Sunday night. Went out, had a roast, and I did have one glass of red wine because I felt sorry for myself. Went home, back
That's
in bed.
That's not for you though, is it?
No, this is the first weekend I have not been pissed, and it was Paddy's weekend.
Sunday as well.
And I was run down, and I go, is it because I never got pissed?
Oh my God, you got withdrawal.
I think I called turkey. Check me into the clinic. When we talk about planning our time, if you are on a real tight time frame of, say, 40 minutes or so to get your workout in, I always find it really good to be able to do supersets and trisets, don't you?
What's a superset, babe?
So a superset, babe, is when you do two exercises back to back without a rest.
And then you have a rest after the second exercise.
Yeah, so it just means... Rather than doing one exercise, rest, you can kind of double up the volume of what you're doing and get more into that space of time.
So tricep would be three exercises back to back and then rest at the end of the third.
Yeah, giant set more than three, so four plus.
I think one really confusing thing sometimes when you go in the gym or like when you're getting into looking at what types of things you need to do is knowing exactly what sets and reps are. So to just clear it up, reps means repetitions. It's the number of the times you repeat the same exercise. So if you were saying doing 20 reps of squats, you would do 20 squats before you stop. The number of sets is how many times you'd repeat that 20. So going back to what Richie said about supersets, say we did, I don't know, you did a cardio and a weighted exercise as a superset. So you did 12 squats and then you did 12 squat jumps. You would do 12 reps of each, rest, and we'd say do three or four sets of it.
A lot of people would be like, well, how many reps do you do? How many sets do you do? The way it works is anything under around six sets, isn't it? Six or eight reps is strength training. Eight up to 12, 15 is hypertrophy, which is basically just changing the shape of the muscle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then over 15 is endurance.
I'd say for most of our listeners anyway, and for how we train, the strength type of training isn't something that you're going to really be focusing on. I'd say stick to the hypertrophy and the endurance number of reps.
Well, the hypertrophy is more, it's going to be creating loads of tears to change, using loads of calories to repair the fibres, isn't it?
So that's what's going to reshape your body.
Yeah.
So how many reps was that again, babe?
So that's from 8 to 15.
I'd average it around 12, would you?
I always do around 12, yeah.
And then your endurance, which might be the cardio-y bit, the way you get your heart rate up a little bit more, that'd be 15,
Well,
20.
It's like if you go to a body pump class, that's endurance, isn't it? Because you're doing like 4 minutes.
Yeah, of the same exercise.
Or if we go to one of our spin classes, we have a couple of tracks with weights in. Harriet's is absolutely vile, and that is endurance. And that's where you have to get like the cotton wool buds for weights instead of like the heavy weights, isn't it?
So just to summarise, when you're planning your workout or if you
don't
get
go to Harriet's class, go to mine.
It's so competitive. Look at him. Number of sets for reshaping your body.
So I always work for a beginner around 3 or 4 sets of 12 reps. In terms of rest after each set, aim for about a minute and a half. There's no real proof that rest actually changes or helps with the results. I was looking at this the other day, and what they're saying is, when you're doing your weights, the volume of reps is what's going to change your body, and the volume of reps where you push your body to failure. So if you're doing a chest press and you're aiming for 12, and by the time you get to rep number 10, you're struggling to get it out that's where you're pushing your body to the limit.
So you don't need a minute and a half rest if you're not like out of breath and not knackered, and the chances are you probably need
to up your weight. It's more you want, yeah. So it's more like, obviously you've got to be safe and you've got to build it up, but you want to be challenging your body. I remember when I first started and I was using the little silver 8 kilo dumbbells for chest press, and I get to the 10th one, I was like, Jesus, I can't get this out. But that's the only way you're going to challenge your body to progress and be able to lift heavier and change it, is by pushing yourself to that limit. You'll see all these ego lifters, and half of them probably don't do it right. You don't need to lift dead heavy to change your body. So I probably do my chest press now with dumbbells on 35 kilos for around 10 reps. But with that, the rep I'm trying to control. So when you're pushing it up, I'm trying to push it up as fast as I can, so keeping it around a second, and then lowering it down. So that's when the muscle's under more tension, when the fibres are ripping, for about 3 seconds. So each rep I'm trying to aim at around 4 seconds.
So just to confirm, you're saying it's not the size of the ship, but it's the motion in the ocean.
Babe, that is exactly what I am trying to say. And also, can I just throw out another saying? Failure in the gym is the only place where failure is acceptable, because failing in the gym is actually success. When you fail, it means you've pushed your body to the limit, and that's where change is going to happen.
I feel like I'm doing a podcast with Oprah.
I know we've said about keeping your phone off in the gym, but get it on airplane mode and get your notes opened. And each exercise you do, so track your program. I find it's good if you can, say, if you're doing 3 workouts a week, to get all the workouts on your phone and maybe do them same exercise, like repeat them every week for like 8 weeks. And each time you do it, put the weight in that you do and how much rest that you do between. And then you can track it each week to see how you progress.
Yeah, so you can see how you've upped the weights.
Yeah.
Or how little rest that you've taken in comparison to week one. It's a good way to show you.
If we talk about a workout, you could do like 3 different ones, we're saying, in the week. So Monday, or like we've already said, it doesn't have to be Monday, lower body. Wednesday, upper body. If you're only getting a third one in, all body on the third one.
So you'd have like workout one, workout two, workout
so you'd have three different workouts working different parts of the body on each one, making sure we're not hitting everything too much. So you want to make sure that you're hitting the whole body throughout the week.
And then at the end of the 8 weeks, you'll know those exercises and how to do them inside and out. And then you can kind of progress onto something else. Yeah, then and in the just next kind build, of step.
Because the first time you do anything, it's really challenging. It's like when you do a spin class or any class, isn't it? Or any workout. And then the second time you adjust to it. And then if you give yourself a good length of time for your body to adapt, you're going to see changes better. And also see physically, because you kept track, how much you've progressed, which is great for your confidence as well.
Yeah, I think that's why we always talk about pictures and stuff like that, and it's the exact same thing. Seeing something visual, like a picture, or seeing that you've visually done something better, like maybe sometimes getting someone to video you as well, doing things, and like going, fucking hell, I've just done that. Like, I'm dead proud of myself for doing that. It can really, really motivate you. I remember last year, I'd been dieting dead hard for the wedding and training really, really hard with you. And I got you to take a picture of me, my back, after a spin class. And then I put it next to a picture that I'd taken like a year before, because it'd come up on like a time hop thing or whatever it was. And I was gobsmacked by how much more like defined it was and how much less fat there was on there.
I know. Joe, what was that face tunes boss, isn't it? People are going to say, Hat, what's best for me, weights or cardio?
Okay. If you are looking for fat loss, 9 times out of 10, people will diet or think they're dieting and then go into the gym and get on a cross trainer or get on a treadmill for as long as they possibly can and melt away. What would be best for you is making sure you're hitting your calorie deficit every day, even at the weekend, no matter what. Making sure you're doing at least 2 lots of weights a week. Cardio-wise, cardio is amazing for helping you get your fitness up, for getting your energy levels up. It's like boss for lifting your moods and all stuff like that. But it's not the most imperative thing for your fat loss. However, what I would say is do what you enjoy. When I train, I enjoy doing a really heavy weight and then doing some type of like HIIT exercise partnered up with it, because I feel like it works me really hard and I feel like I've got loads on my workouts. I would never do like a 25-minute run and then some weights, because I feel like I'd get more out of my sessions if I did a session of weights and then a session of cardio. What do you think, babe?
I was just looking at my Instagram messages and never listened to a word you said. I'm sorry, babe. I just think...
You didn't do this for Alexandra, babe, did you?
I completely agree with you, babe. wait till cardio, both have massive health benefits. Is that what you said?
Are you even here today?
But what I'd say is train at least 2 or 3 times a week. It doesn't matter whether you do weights or cardio. Obviously, weights are going to shape the muscle more than cardio because cardio is just fat burn and not adding any tone to that.
Would you lose weight quicker by dieting and battering cardio than dieting and battering weights?
You'd lose weight quicker by eating at a calorie deficit sensible to your calories.
Why did you say that like you were kicking off at me? Like, what?
Do you know why? Because I say this possibly 1,000 times a week when everyone comes in. Tony Parks, if you're listening, when she first started training, you know Tony, don't you? We love Tony.
Love Tony.
She is the best. But she come in last year and she was like, I'm training 5 times a week. I'm in spin doing this. I'm doing weights. I'm in your group PT. I'm tracking my calories and the scales don't change. And I know my body's changing. It's the scales. I don't lose weight. I lose inches. And guess what? She weren't accountable. She weren't tracking the calories. Or there was things that she was missing out. Guess what? Tony starts tracking the calories properly. She's 3 stone off nearly.
She looks amazing.
In 6 months.
She looks amazing.
She does look amazing. And do you know what? She walks in with confidence now. She does a mix of cardio and weights. She probably trains 5 or 6 times a week. 3 weight sessions in classes as well. And she does 3 spins a week.
That's amazing.
And she is smashing it.
Can she sustain that 6 times a week?
Yeah, well, do you know what?
She's been doing it for so long. She's
been training for ages,
I think,
yeah.
Once you're used to something, if you find it quite easy to sustain 3 times a week, yeah, and you feel ready to and you're enjoying it, definitely get more sessions in.
And don't forget, she's doing the classes, which are 45 minutes. So she turns up probably 4 minutes after the class has started, runs in, disturbs the class. Sorry, babe. Grabs the weights, jumps on the bike.
Not one bit asked.
Not one bit asked. But she's got it. Like, we talk about your diary getting set. She has her classes Monday to Saturday. And she goes, right, Monday, Saturday, she goes, right, there, 45 minutes, straight after work, I leave work, get there then, run in, get it done, out, and it's literally no issue.
Tony's a good example for people who say they haven't got time, because Tony's got 2 kids, and she's a manager of a really, really big business, like she's got a high-stress job. Yeah. Okay, folks, so at the end of every episode, we do a little question and answer. If you've got any questions for us or anything you want to know, send us a little message to @GailGayGym on either Twitter or Instagram. Our first message of the day is, hi, I love your blogs. They help me so much. I'm getting married in July this year. Any tips? I do strength training and track my calories. Anything else you would say to do?
Well, congratulations first.
Congrats, hon.
Yeah.
Hope he's the one.
Oh, someone's hormonal.
Oh, no, I really like Luke, honestly, this week.
Honestly. If she's doing strength training, she's tracking the calories at a deficit, I'd just say consistency is the key. Stick at it. You're doing everything right as long as you are hitting that deficit. Make sure you have enough rest is all I'll say.
Make sure you're taking your pictures as well.
Yeah, track it. And if you're doing everything that's needed, like we've said, you're going to see results.
The chances are, if now you've got into a routine with it and it feels easy, that's it. That's your sustainability and it's working. Just make sure you're tracking your progress every week. So maybe either step on the scale once a week, make sure it's the same time. Don't stress yourself out if you do on too much. Just up your water a little bit or check a measurement. So you might be checking your waist or your hip measurements, something like that. 2 pictures every 6 to 8 weeks. And
if she's doing strength training, gradually increase the intensity. If it does start getting easy, just make sure we're constantly challenging ourselves. Babe, do you know what I'd be dead interested in is if you could keep us up to date with your progress for your wedding, because I'd be quite interested in how you're doing.
Yeah, we want to see your nudes. Send us your before and afters.
Don't send them to me. Oh, have I got one? This is from Ella. Oh, she's loving the podcast. You two are effing great. I've got a question. I did the FYM calorie and macro calculator and put it into MyFitnessPal. Can I have those extra calories that MyFitnessPal gives me based on my activity so I can have those extra gins and slims? No, you can't, babe.
No.
Do you know why? IIFYM and caloriecalculator.net. is all worked out with your exercise included, isn't it? So if you've put in your goal calories into MyFitnessPal, ignore, do not track your exercise on it. Just use it as a tracking tool for calories.
Yeah, if it said to you, oh, you've done this much exercise, well, now you can eat this much extra. Like, it's sticking in that bad mentality and that, like, where you're not quite getting there. Focus on your calorie deficit number. Don't add any extra calories, no matter what. Even if you've done a gym workout that day, yeah, you'd only need to add on maybe extra calories if you'd done something like climbed up a fucking mountain. Do you know what I mean, hun?
You've been listening to Hattie Jeffries, also known as the Gym Bird, and Richie Swan, also known as Richie Swan, on A Girl and a Gay in the Gym. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please subscribe, rate and review it on Apple Podcasts now to help more people hear about it. And don't forget to follow the socials at Girl Gay Gym on Instagram and Twitter.